On Taiwan Talk this week.
I do feel like a lot of documentarians are doing it to tell great stories, but also they want to help each other to amplify the stories and amplify the community.
That was documentary filmmaker S. Leo Chang on the making of his Oscar-nominated short film, Island in Between. We spoke more about his filmmaking process, both as a documentarian and as a storyteller.
All my life, I've loved good movies. And for me, good movies could be many things. And, you know, I always tell people I'm like a highbrow, lowbrow guy. Give me the shoot 'em ups, the big action flicks. Great. Give me the, you know, the French new wave cinema. Give me the super art house movie. Great. As long as it's interesting and it's creative, it says something, and it has a positive contribution to the world. And positive could be just entertainment. That's very positive. Escapism is very positive. But thoughtfulness and advancing the art of visual storytelling is also very positive. So I mean, I love all of it. So for documentaries, same thing. I mean, honestly, like I love a reality show, a good reality show, just as much as the next person, you know, but I am also very much respectful and celebrating films about activism, films that try to shed light on something that's unjust. I think those are things that are very important. And if they're done well, they're not just important, they're good. They're good storytelling, period. I've always been drawn to character-driven stories. You know, when I tell people I make documentaries, people usually ask, oh, do you do wildlife? Do you do travel shows? Do you do things that are interview-driven? That's probably more sort of talking heads, historical. And I have worked on stories like that. But for me, what always been closest to me have been following a person or a group of people, a family, if you will, over a period of time and really embed into their lives and find out what their lives are like. I've also been one of those people who work in documentary because I'm interested in other people's stories. So I haven't necessarily wanted to put myself in it. But I do think that in the last few years, there's been kind of a shift. You know, maybe it's because I'm further into my career, I'm getting older, I'm starting to see a way to share my own story without making myself uncomfortable, or I'm seeing the value and the potential impact that I could have just by investing myself and be really honest with my experience, and hopefully that will resonate with a larger audience. I mean, it's always about communicating with the audience, right? Besides this project, which is the first time I place myself as a character in the film, that's how I would describe my film, is that Jinmen is a character and I am the other main character. And it's by weaving these two character stories together, we paint a really complex, nuanced portrait of Taiwan.
Island in Between is a vulnerable, honest, heartfelt documentary, a moving portrait of two fascinating characters. Here, Chang set himself an almighty task to better understand not just himself, but an entire community. To immerse himself fully, Chang needed help.
There were three producers there. Jin Chen, who is a really well-respected Taiwanese-American producer and editor who's based in New York. And there's York Wu, who is a Jinmen local. He's not even a filmmaker. He's somebody who has been really involved in the community and knows a lot of people and is really invested in Jinmen's story. So he actually came on board and really helped us a lot. And then our third producer is Yulan Zhang, who is one of the heads of Scenex, our production company. We had initially envisioned a feature-length film. We thought that it might be interesting to follow the reopening of the Kinmen Shanmen Ferry, Xiao San Tong. But as you know, it took 3 years for the ferry to reopen. And even now, it's supposedly reopened. Only Taiwanese passport holders can use the ferry, but not the mainlanders. So we just never really were able to capture those events unfolding. And we had to kind of reconceptualize the film. And when we got to a point where we started to be in discussion with New York Times, right? This film was a collaboration with New York Times op-doc series. By the time we got into conversation with them, it was too late for me to bring another person on because I already became so familiar with the footage and I had already been working with it. So I just decided to carry that to completion. But I've always been a camera person. I am a cameraman. I've always shot majority of my own film and I did the same here.
I guess that must be true for making most documentaries, that you start with one plan and then situations change, and then you have to come up with a whole new...
Always, always, always. I think that most documentarians, their initial idea is the starting point. It's really a point of departure, if you will. It's about kind of diving into the journey and then actually really realizing what the actual film is about. Like, I always tell people, there is what your film is about, sort of the superficial subject matter, the who, when, where, what. But then there's what the film is really about, which is like what part of the humanity it's trying to explore. What statement are you making about the human existence?
As a filmmaker, Chang is constantly listening, reacting, changing. His process is fluid. He doesn't force a narrative. Rather, through empathy, research, and understanding, he lets the narrative find him.
As an outsider, I came to Kimmen with maybe some naive ideas or some ignorance. For instance, I really didn't fully understand how different the Kimmenese see their identity as a Taiwanese person versus the people from the main Taiwan island, right? Because of their proximity to China, because they did not share the same history of folks who live on the Taiwan main island. They were not under Japanese occupation. They've always been really, you know, have really close family and cultural societal ties to Xiamen. They were under martial law for way longer and in a very much more militant way. So it shapes this population very, very differently compared to the majority of Taiwan. And as I kind of learned more details and more nuance of that, and I realized that I kind of have to figure out a way to be truthful, be faithful to what the local situation actually is, but still be able to use that to tell the bigger story of Taiwan. I really do believe that one of the best place to tell the story of any nation or any place is by going to the border, right? If you're just always at the middle of it, what you have is the common denominator, and it might be really the same in many places. But when you go to the edges and when it touches something else that in sometimes in an antagonistic way, that's when you really find the true quality of a certain place or a certain group of people.
Island in Between is a fascinating, character-driven film that abandons preconceptions and immerses the viewer. It's a stunning portrait of both Chang and Jinmen, one that explores identity, community, and belonging.
I think what I do understand more about myself is that my identity is just continuing to evolve, both as a Taiwanese and as American, and as a Taiwanese-American. I see those are three of the same thing in my case, right? Like as a transnational person, I identify with each one of those, but they also, to me, are three distinctive but intersecting ideas. You know, it's funny because I was just complaining to some friends that in like the recent reporting about the film and when they describe me, that especially the Taiwanese media, they always say Tai Mei Guo Ren. And to me, when you say Taiwanese American, when you hear that term, what comes to mind is, oh, this guy is born in the US, he has Taiwanese parents, he might not speak Chinese so well. But that's not me. I was born in Taiwan. I was born in Kaohsiung. I didn't leave until I was 15 years old. My parents never left. I have deep roots here. But I'm also very American. I speak with almost no accent. It was very much the goal for me and my siblings when we moved to the U.S. to assimilate. In some ways, I'm encouraging folks in Taiwan and you know, in the U.S. too and other parts of the world to really find ways to describe people's identity in a more nuanced way instead of so quickly categorizing somebody as one thing and then to have all this preconceived notion of what that is that comes with it.
A vulnerable telling of an important, unique story. That was this week's edition of Taiwan Talk. I'm John Seward. Join us again next time.